News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Notre Dame de Paris is a curious specimen. Every surface, every stone of this venerable pile is a page of the history not only of the country, but of science and of art. Thus, to mention here only a few of the chief details, whereas the small Porte Rouge almost touches the limits of 15th century Gothic delicacy, the pillars of the nave, by their massiveness and their great girth, reach back to the Carlovingian Abbey of Saint-Germain-des-Prés. This generative mother church is, among the other ancient churches of Paris, a sort of chimera. She has the head of one, the limbs of another, the body of a third, something of all.
And that was an excerpt from Victor Hugo's Hunchback of Notre Dame, his classic 1831 novel describing the beautiful Notre Dame Cathedral. That was read by our own reporter, Sarah Madden. To stay with the story, we are joined by Lionel Paradise-Kaluma, Deputy Head of Mission at the French Embassy in Dublin. Lionel, it must have been heartbreaking for you last night watching events unfold, watching that fire ravage through Notre Dame, because it is very much a sort of a symbol of Paris, a symbol of France.
Yes, absolutely. It was on yesterday evening. It was a feeling of, you know, of immense sadness in front of such tragedy. It was absolutely an horrible shock, because, as you know, Notre Dame is the cathedral of all French people, including, as President Macron said yesterday, those who never visited it, in fact. It's as well the witness of French history and world history. Really a monument to world culture and art. An essential monument for Catholics, as you know, but also for Parisians, for French, and for people worldwide.
And so extraordinarily intertwined with French history, Napoleon being coronated there, kings being married there, Charles de Gaulle going there after the emancipation of Paris. It's so linked with your history.
Absolutely linked with the history. President Macron once again told on yesterday evening that Notre Dame de Paris is really our history, our literature, where we lived our greatest moments, as you rightfully say, the liberation of Paris, the Te Deum in Notre Dame after the liberation of Paris, Napoleon's consecration, and the amazing works of Victor Hugo, of the poet Charles Péguy as well. So along the centuries, it's really totally intertwined. The history of Notre Dame is totally intertwined with the French history as a whole.
Yeah, your president, I thought, put it very well last night. Notre Dame is our history, our literature, part of our psyche, the place of our great events, our epidemics, our wars, our liberations, the epicenter of our lives. And he went on to say, he solemnly said that we will rebuild it together.
We will rebuild together Notre Dame. It was absolutely, absolutely important, you know, to share this message of hope and saying yes, that Notre Dame will be rebuilt. Maybe if we can say will be rebuilt once again, but after this absolutely terrible fire. So it was really we are very moved by this wave of international solidarity, and many thanks to the Irish people, to the Irish authorities for an incredible support, solidarity. We received hundreds and thousands of messages at the embassy saying, may she rise again. And that's the spirit of what President Macron said on yesterday evening, the importance that the cathedral will be rebuilt thanks to national and international solidarity and support.
Some of that solidarity already being expressed, some of the very wealthy citizens of your republic already coming out making offers. The billionaire François-Henri Pinault offering 100 million euros towards the rebuilding.
You're totally right. You're totally right. The two, if I can say, famous billionaires, François-Henri Pinault, as you rightfully said, and if I understood correctly as well, Mr. Bernard Arnault from LVMH, you know, the luxury brand, pledges as well over €200 million, in fact. So there is a wave of solidarity, and the French billionaires are taking their part in this national effort. As you know as well, a subscription was launched on yesterday evening,
okay. And
it's operating now thanks to what we call Fondation du Patrimoine in France, dedicated to heritage.
Lionel, thank you so much for joining us. Not for the first time in recent years. I think the Irish people and the people of Europe stand in solidarity with Parisians and with the people of France today. Lionel Paradise-Guluma, Deputy Head of Mission at the French Embassy in Dublin. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.
And just while you were speaking there, Shane, the Paris firefighters have confirmed the last couple of months that the blaze at the cathedral has been fully extinguished. As we heard earlier in the show, they were still in there and making sure the last few embers were put out. So they have done that. That has been confirmed.